Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, February 11th, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Hope you didn't forget it without any pre-announcements last Thursday, but today was Microsoft's Patch Tuesday for February, and with that we got 9 bulletins, 3 of which were rated critical by Microsoft. We rated a 4th one critical for clients, which is an Office exploit, and the remainder were rated important. Now, one of the hopes I had with no more pre-announcement was that Microsoft would have more opportunity to test these patches and maybe not release some patches that weren't quite ready. That didn't quite come through. Looks like Microsoft had to retract already one of the patches. In particular, the Visual C patch appears to give users quite a bit of trouble. If you're running into issues with that patch in particular, it looks like installing it as administrator, not just as a user with administrator rights, will fix the problem, because there apparently it's a dialog box that you only see as an administrator, so as a normal user you can't acknowledge that dialog. But let's talk a little bit about these different 9 bulletins that we got today. First of all, we got our cumulative update for Internet Explorer. That one is, of course, critical, and it fixes 39 vulnerabilities. Microsoft also rated the exploitability with 0, which means an exploit may already be out there, but there's no known exploit listed in the bulletin. Next, MS-15-10, that's vulnerabilities in kernel mode driver. Usually these are just privilege escalation vulnerabilities and rated as important, but in this case, they also allow remote code execution. There are a total of 6 vulnerabilities being patched here. Vulnerabilities have been made public, so this one is certainly one of those soon patches. I would rate this one and the Internet Explorer patch probably the most important ones, the ones you should patch first in this set of patches. Next, we got MS-15-11. That one fixes a vulnerability in group policy that could allow remote code execution. Now, the way this works is that if your system connects to an unauthorized group policy server, then the attacker can use this group policy server to push additional policies and gain access to the system. This isn't supposed to be possible, and I think the main risk here are systems that leave your network and connect to hotel networks and the like and may be exposed to this attack. This does, however, not appear to be a remote attack in the sense that someone from outside your network could exploit this vulnerability. And then with MS-15-12, we got our usual Microsoft Office remote code execution. That's the one that we rated critical because it is remote code execution. Microsoft only labeled it as important because it requires the user to open a document. The next two, MS-15-13 and 14, are sort of a little bit similar. Now, the first one is, again, an Office vulnerability, allows security feature bypass. This one allows particular bypassing ASLR. Remember, I talked about that video that showed how some of these tricks work earlier this week. So this is kind of what this MS-15-13 is about. In itself, not a huge deal, but it can help an attacker to actually exploit and take advantage of remote code execution vulnerabilities. MS-15-14 is another security feature bypass, but a different kind. Again, Active Directory. In this case, again, you require that your user connects to a remote network. In this case, the attacker doesn't just offer fake group policies, but just corrupts the group policies, which of course may even be possible in an encrypted network if the attacker just changes data and causes that corruption. If that happens, then Windows sort of defaults to a default state, which is, well, a workable state, but not necessarily the secure state that you would like to enforce. And MS-15-15 is a privilege escalation vulnerability in Windows. In this case, as a process is being created, privileges aren't adequately enforced and an authenticated user could gain administrative rights if they catch the process in the right state. So essentially a kind of a timing vulnerability. And MS-1516 is an information disclosure in the processing of TIFF images. Here are some uninitialized memories being used that is then leaked as the user views the TIFF image. Not sure how realistic an exploit here is and how much control an attacker has over what memory is being read, but certainly could be used for evil if the right part of memory is being leaked. And then we have finally the Microsoft Virtual Machine Manager that could allow elevation of privileges. That's MS-1517. Virtual Machine Manager doesn't validate user roles correctly, so a user with access to Virtual Machine Manager could escalate privileges within that software and gain full access to the system. So that's it for the Microsoft Patch Tuesday. Looks sort of average overall for me, but then remember one of the individual patches was already withdrawn by Microsoft and in particular affects Visual Studio. Nothing new from Adobe as far as I can tell, but the latest version of Flash Player should be available now for all operating systems in case you didn't get that yet. And we got an interesting diary by Mark Baggett. It actually didn't involve too much Python this time, about how to detect whether or not someone runs Mimikatz in your network. If you have never heard of Mimikatz, it has played a major role in a lot of the recent large compromises. Essentially, Mimikatz allows the attacker to read credentials from memory. So if a user logged into your system or used your system, credentials tend to be stored in memory, and Mimikatz can then be used to read those credentials. The trick that Mark came up with is to essentially store fake credentials in memory, and you can do that with the run as command using the net only command line switch, and then trick the attacker to steal those fake credentials and try them to log in, which then of course can set off your alarms. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and tomorrow we'll hopefully have time for something else than patches. Talk to you again tomorrow.